Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
I'm always afraid that we will start the discussion and I will not hit the record button and we will lose all of our great thoughts. But so I've already covered that. We're ready to record. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
And I'm Steve.
And Barbie's going to float in just in time. So hang on. Let's do the drum roll for Barbie. She gets to be the last one.
I don't know why my camera's off.
That's okay. We don't need to see you. We just need to hear you. So I'm glad that you joined us, Barbie. You're right in on time. Oh, and you have pretty makeup on and everything. You totally deserve that.
We
want
to break.
Before we start with the discussion, based upon the texts that have come between us this last week on the podcast crew, we do not need to give Steve a last name or something else besides just Steve. And we've decided it's Steve the Professor.
Yep.
So we can call him Steve the Professor or Professor Steve
the
because
professor
of the amount of
and the library.
The research. The professor and the librarian. It works very well. I like it. Yeah. Okay. I've been searching and searching for the Sarah Millican clip, and I have been unable to find it, but I've just laughed so hard at this comedian on the stuff that she says. So I want to know. So, Barbie, did you look at yourself? Are you graying?
I am not graying.
Okay.
I am not graying. I'm just as pink, unfortunately, as I've ever been.
I think it's a good thing.
I'm so pink. I'm almost transparent. So, no. But it's better than gray. That I can guarantee you. Gray, I'm sorry.
Right.
That sounds like it's dead. Like, you don't eat gray meat. Come on.
But I have seen at parties, I have seen women with darker, you know, labia lips, whatever you want to call it. Pussy, whatever you want to call it, darker female parts. And I think they come in all different colors. I still don't know if it's really a sign of aging. Anyway.
Exactly. So. Exactly. What do you gentlemen think?
Oh, do you really want to know what I read about?
I want to know what you read. What did you read?
They said that, of course, as you grow older, we have less hair. There's grain of the hair down there. Yes. And in some ladies, they say it can become paler, more pale.
Okay.
Now, my in-person research has not found that yet. Since last week.
It's called action research.
The scientific method.
Continue the research.
Yes. Please. The action research project. Oh, please.
For those of you who are just jumping into this podcast straight and didn't listen to the last podcast that's called Figging, on the last podcast, we discussed the comedian Sarah Millican made a comment on her routine about how a friend of hers told her that when you get over the age of 60, that the women's labia parts turn from pink to gray. And so we were discussing that on the last podcast, at which point Barbie said she'd go check in the mirror.
Yes. I will report that.
Okay, we don't look at that part. We don't see that viewpoint. You know,
that's why I would think the men would know. You know, the guys would know. Because you're down there.
Well,
have you seen a gray one? Not gray, pussy hair.
Roger's rolling his eyes.
No. I'm gonna pull us out of this gutter when you guys are
okay. I think we're ready to have the gutter pulled out of. I just wanted to explain to anybody who popped into this.
This is good stuff. I have a word.
Oh, okay. Hit us with the word.
Vabbing.
Vab.
Vabbing.
Vab.
My turn. I have a yes.
Vab.
I mean, you could take a stab at it, but it's rough.
Is that where you're smoking
vagina?
Yeah. So I was thinking it's definitely with to do with the vagina. Is it where you beat your vagina so much that it kind of blows up a little bit and like smokes a little bit and vabbing?
You're right about the vagina, but this is, according to wherever I got it from.
Mm-hmm. A reliable source.
Oh, no doubt. As it says, it's a new trend on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's the pinnacle.
Yeah.
That's the pinnacle of research. Yes.
Hang on. It's a little hot. I mean, this is kind of hot.
So is it like making pussy pictures on mirrors or something?
No.
This is when a woman sticks her fingers in her pussy to get them wet and wipes them on her neck to use her pheromones to attract men.
Oh, that's a hot one. I've never done that.
Dee says she does it to me all the time. That really kind of solves any looming mysteries we have. But
and you just thought that was tuna the whole time. You just thought she smeared a little tuna up there.
anyway, I just thought that'd be a fun one for today.
So that's a thing, huh?
I guess it's a thing.
If it has a name, it becomes a thing.
I mean, if I just got my face right down on a girl's neck and I picked up on that, it's going down.
Oh, yeah. That's hot. That's hot. Could you imagine? Like, ooh. That could be a lot of fun on a first date.
Right.
Yeah. And then if you're like, what's that smell? And she just pops those fingers into your mouth.
I've done that before. Fuck. Okay, no, I have done that to the car. I have done that to a guy before. Yes, I will. Yeah. I will take the fingers and put it on his mouth or underneath his nose. Yes, definitely. Not on my neck as a perfume, but yes, definitely.
We're gonna cross paths again, and if my broken ass French that I whisper in your ear works, that's what I want your reply to be.
Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, Steve, you said you are broken today because you went to a party last night and had way too much fun.
Yes, we did. We went to a small party, and it was a very nice party. There was five couples. One lady showed up just blasted out of her gourd already, ended up throwing up and spending the evening in the bathroom.
So
here we go. What's this going to be?
That's not fun. Yeah.
No, it is not. But it ended up a good time. Played with the ladies. Oh, there's a gorgeous lady there, a brand new lady, a black couple. And oh, my goodness. Anyway, so we're playing with one lady and upstairs. I take a break because my back. End of the night, there's two couples, us and the host. I take the wife and I put her on the table. And she has a big clit, so I'm going down on her. End up banging her right there on the table.
Mm. Ooh.
And so long and so hard, my back just gave out. And I said, oh, and then my dick goes, immediately goes oh. down. I said, oh, yep, oh. I just messed my back up. I said, so yeah. I fucked up my back. The crazy thing is, L was with this couple, the black couple, and the black lady was on her face, and her husband was just driving it home on L. And all of a sudden, she's let out a scream and she messed her back up, so we're both sort of down and out today from a great sex party.
I'm not, that's not funny.
I'm telling you,
kind of is.
The flesh is I'm weak. Sorry. The flesh is weak. It just pisses me off. The flesh is weak.
You know, the good part was she had already gotten three loads.
Oh, yay!
From three okay. guys, and there the fourth go. Guy she wasn't able to get the load from because,
yeah,
her back just popped.
The back issue.
Yeah,
because your body gave out,
and she's still in bed. But they give, you know, and these late night parties are a hell on us anymore.
Sex is youth? Wasted on the young.
You just stole my life. Youth is wasted on the young. Youth.
Oh yes, yes.
Wasted on the young. Give it to us right now. Oh yeah. man.
Oh, I could not agree more. I could not agree more. If for no other reason, just because, you know, if between us, if we tell somebody, like if we get invited, we tell somebody we're gonna be there, we show.
Yeah.
And yeah. And unless something happened between the time you accepted the invitation and getting there, you know, food disagreeing or something, we're a sure thing. And yeah, younger people, I mean, it is a trend to just sit there and flake out or change your mind or come up with an excuse or just waste it. There's my rant. There's my rant.
Youth is wasted on the young. And they're so busy worrying about what other people think, or, you know, I'm not pretty enough. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I don't have big boobs. I have too big of boobs. I mean, everything. Give it to us now. Give us the body of that period now with the wisdom we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It would not be safe out there.
No doubt.
So Steve has done some more research. If this is your first episode, you really need to go back a couple of episodes ago and listen to the one where they talk about the skein. Okay. I don't think Roger was there that day when I sent him on that one, but the particular word of the day was the skein.
I thought it was skein.
Skein. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's spelled S-K-E-N-E. So I don't know how to pronounce it because I've only seen it written on the stuff. So how do you think it's pronounced, Steve?
It is professor. Pronounced skein, S-K-E-N-E is skein. And this comes from Dr. Rena Malik. She's a urologist and a sexual health specialist.
Okay.
There and also my other information came from the Cleveland Clinic. It's a urology urology specialist also. So
explain to the listeners what it is. Explain to the listeners.
Now, and from what I understand, the skein's gland are two little ducts or glands the size of baby blueberries on either side of the urethra. And they are homogenous to the male prostate, as you had said, Janet. They're invisible, but I guess you can see them if you got a microscope or one of those magnifying glasses. But basically, it helps in urination and during sexual pleasure. So I was really interested about that. And it's a watered down milky fluid, mostly of water, that helps lubricate the vagina during sex.
It's what the squirt is. It's
and exactly what they say, that is, there is a difference. There's no urine in it. There is a squirt. When some women squirt, they do have urination. But this is, have you ever, I've had it recently, this week, and Elle took a picture of it. Have you ladies, or Roger, have you ever noticed how creamy a cock gets sometimes after you've been having sex?
Yeah.
That's the release of the fluid from the skein.
Right. Okay.
So it's just, yeah, it is. And it's mostly made up of water, but also has electrolytes in it. So it's good for you. Has, you know, glucose, fructose, sodium, potassium in it. So it has all kinds of neat things in it.
Yeah.
So it's just really interesting.
There.
Yeah. You know, so I don't really.
You'll be thrilled to hear that. I'll tell you why in a second.
Yeah. But yeah, it helps with the lubrication process. So that's about it, you know, to keep it in a nutshell, so to speak.
That's great.
Dee is notorious if she sees me, you know, if I'm with a girl and I pull out and that milky fluid's on there, she will grab my cock and go right down and lick just that.
Yes.
And no wonder she does so well. It's got electrolytes. Who knew it was so good for
you? That's right. Yeah. It's good for you. Exactly.
You know, and Dr. Malik said, and it's, I found this interesting, we talk about the G-spot.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, she goes, it's not really a G-spot. She goes, it's an erogenous zone. So you just don't hit one little button. It's the area. So maybe off-center.
Right.
She said it's like when a woman masturbates with a vibrator and this releases. You don't necessarily stimulate the head of the head of the clit, you know, but the shaft of it. So I said, wow, all kinds of interesting, crazy information. So there you go, in a nutshell.
So I'm so surprised. I guess, yeah, we've been fucking around for a long time. And so when I first invited Doc to parties, Doc is the OBGYN. Okay. And so we invited him to the party, and he poo-pooed that women could squirt, and he didn't believe it. Okay. And I said, you're going to take one evening at this house and you will see this, and you cannot tell me when it happens that it's just that she's peeing all over. Cause that was his comment.
Exactly.
His comment was, these women are peeing. And I was like, I have cleaned this stuff up. I know that what I'm cleaning up is not urine. Okay.
It is not urine. I've also experienced it myself numerous times. And you get right when you're finished, the first thing you have to do is go pee. So it is absolutely not that.
Right. So I was amazed at how ignorant he was. Okay. And so then what happened was, this also explains some of the exuberance with Doc. Is so once he saw it and then was like, oh, the medical community is so wrong on this. And then he went back and he told a whole bunch of people what he had seen. Okay. Which broke the rules of the fight club, the sex club. Yep. You're breaking the rules of that. But he did it in order to, in the beginning, he did it in order to fight his fellow doctors. And basically he did it so he could tell them, I know something you don't know. You know, that was part of his intention. But at the same time, he was very excited because he learned something. And then he wanted to tell the medical community.
It just shocks me
that there are so many people out there still that don't believe that this happens.
And especially since he was a medical professional in that field, he would know more than anybody should. I wonder where he got his degree. I'll bet it was not around here.
University of Phoenix.
No, Guatemala.
You say that, but I also think there are other doctors out there that don't know this.
Our doctor.
The best doctor.
We're saying that it's not the squirting, you're not peeing,
you're not urinating at all,
but we're not saying that there's not urine in it, right?
No more than a man who has like pre-cum, there might be a little urine in that,
I conducted a clinical trial in a home lab.
Ooh.
And on this exact subject.
Okay.
It So, and it's got started because back when Pornhub wasn't banned and it was fun, on there was an instructional video for a man on how to make a woman squirt by hand. Okay, I mean, if you can get down good and you can do it fucking too, but anyway, by hand. And I was like, huh, let's try it. And we tried it. And then, and you know, D's like, I'm telling you, it's just pee. It's just pee. And I'm like, no, it's not. They said it's not. You didn't even listen to the video. And I was just, this argument carried on. I'm like, okay, fine. We don't have plans Saturday night. I'll cook dinner. And we're gonna find out after dinner. And whatever we cooked, asparagus was the side.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Oh,
Stop
how
it.
else are you gonna
We're
detect
going down that road. We're
No.
going down that
What
road.
kind of lab did you think I had?
I thought you were talking about like a little test tube, and we're going to test the
Talking a
fluid.
basic chemistry set.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking
Barbara,
about
I
so
don't have that
relax.
shit.
Oh, stop with
I'm
the
a fucking
asparagus.
chef, not a scientist.
Stop. Stop. Asparagus. That was your control. Oh my God.
Well,
Let's
and
just say that asparagus doesn't get in those glands. So are you going to now tell me that there is some urine in it?
I was just gonna say, after the study, the result indicated that some urine was detected.
So I contend that that asparagus might have also gotten in the fluids, because if it's in your body, it's in your body. Okay. I would say the better experiment would be, okay, let's give her a whole bunch of watermelon or drink glasses of fluid and then go in and piss to your heart's content. Then have her come back out and finger her and see what comes out. Okay. So empty that bladder, right? Empty the bladder completely and then come back out and finger her. Let's see what it's
Absolutely.
like.
That's right.
Okay.
Here is, and here's part of the deal on my thought process of this. The skene glands will hold about a teaspoon of fluid. So if it's a squirt, a projectile, or ejaculation, strong ejaculation, you're going to empty that gland. And if a woman says she squirts multiple times, she may be, having the urine or whatever squirt, but I think they're totally different
They're
than that.
totally different.
Yeah, I do agree that they're totally different. I would love to have somebody explain this biologically and anatomically, like completely, but I know that in the action and the pushing that takes place, it would make sense if some got in the stream.
Yes.
Yes,
Sure.
I would.
And there are some women that, yes, I would say, okay, that might happen, definitely, that it would mix in or whatever. What I can tell you is I am with Barbie. I will finish the last party I was at. I was so afraid that I was going to urinate on the guy because I had been on the bed for so long and I had to pee, but he just kept convincing me to play that I just kept playing. And I just like was like, damn it, I don't want to pee on this person. And so I know I held my urine. I mean, it was like Sybil, like hold your urine, girl. That was me. Okay, just keep going
Hold
through
your
music.
water.
Hold your
That's
water as the music is playing. And that, so for all of you guys that are young, go back and watch that movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Come
Yeah.
on.
It was a long time ago.
Right. So I got off the bed when we were done and I went back in and I had a very long pee. Okay. So I know what I left for him was something other than urine. Okay.
Absolutely.
But I have also witnessed, and Barbie has too, when we were at that hotel room when Sherry hit the artwork across the wall, when those guys were up on her, all of them, like five or six of them. Oh my God. I actually saw a woman hit a painting with that stuff. Okay. It was a hotel room. So if you're in a Holiday Inn somewhere and there's a little splash on that painting, you better take a look at it. It might be Sherry's.
Just don't look that close. That's all I'm telling you. Don't look. If you're in the hotel rooms, just don't look. Just sleep and shower and leave. Don't look.
Right.
Because you don't want to know.
For me, so does that mean that when they were talking about this originally started because I was reading the excerpt where the guy was explaining that he put his fingers in this woman's asshole and that it made her come and it made that stop. Does that mean that those little blueberries are really not positioned like in the asshole itself, but they're like up somewhere where they just get excited by the erogenous zone that has been in that is in the anal cavity?
Yeah, the duct openings to the gland are, they said, are located about, here's some more for you clinical trials, Roger, located at 5 and 7 on either side of the female urethra. So they're up inside. So yes, they will be stimulated by someone getting a finger in their ass to play with anally.
Okay. Yeah. But no ginger root, because you're not doing that shit to me. That thing.
No,
stuff.
No. Mm-mm. No. That's a big no. No.
We'll be right back after this short message from Beads on the Go.
Hey, party people. Ready to spice up your next sex party? Introducing Beads on the Go, the world's first anal beads you can wear around your waist. Stylish, discreet, and oh so chic. These beads double as a flirty belt until you're ready for action. Just unclip, lube up, and let the fun begin. No more fumbling in your bag. Keep the party popping with Beads on the Go. Available now at all adult boutiques. Beads on the Go, the best ass accessory money can buy.
And now, more from the Beyond Monogamy cast of characters.
Yes. Roger, I don't know if you've listened to that episode. Were you there for when he explained what figging is?
Oh yeah, we talked about it.
Okay, I want to make sure.
Yeah,
it's something.
So,
no. Anyway, so that's a lot of research, Professor. Here's what I'm really afraid of for the listeners. I don't want to beat this thing to death because I know that some people don't even like to talk about anal. They are so afraid of it, or they are so. Mentally, we have as a society pushed this thing away as not a sexual act, as an aggressive act, as a rape, as a whatever, that there are a lot of people out there that don't even want to talk about this subject. So yeah. I don't want to beat the subject to death, but at the same time, I want you to understand that I would not have reach this point where I could be as open with this if I wasn't in the lifestyle. Exactly. If I hadn't witnessed it with some other people or hadn't seen it or been at a point where I had to open up my mind enough, because I had been taught, I mean, since I was little, that gay is bad and that, you know, fucking somebody in the ass is a hurtful, powerful situation. It's a rape. It's not something any good to have. And so it was not anything I was ever excited about. And I wouldn't let anybody touch me for a while.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
So,
that's speaking, a good point. Yeah. You know, speaking, talking about society and how they view things and bad. I got something here to talk about. This is crazy.
Okay.
This has been many episodes ago. One of the stories I talked about is in China, the prohibition of the sale of sex toys.
Oh.
Did you know that we still have states here that limit or make it illegal for you to have vibrators?
No.
Seriously. In Alabama, it is criminalized to have to sell a sex toy.
In
Alabama. In Mississippi, you cannot sell BDSM porn.
Oh.
In Texas.
Oh. What?
In Texas, you can have no more than 6 vibrators in your possession.
Okay, wait.
The vibrator police will come check your house.
I was going to say, who's the enforcer? Who's the enforcer? Exactly. What, Amazon? Amazon sent you too many packages. Yeah. We know what's in there.
And in Maryland, up until 2 years ago, oral sex was illegal.
What?
Oh.
Maryland?
Maryland, they changed the law in 2023 to where they got rid of that law. I'm going, what? If there again, but we've talked about these archaic laws and how prudish we are compared to a lot of the European, you know,
like
Jenna has said, going.
I would have to argue as I would have to get my lawyer hat on, and I would have to say this is totally unconstitutional because I know that it guarantees me the right, the pursuit of happiness, and the pursuit of happiness means I gotta have at least 8 or 10 sexual toys. Okay,
that's right.
That is this bullshit, right?
And
that just said vibrators.
Those exact words are how it said pursuit of happiness.
Yeah,
right. You can't have happiness without penis.
Oh, that's very good.
It's always in pursuit.
Yeah, you know, and I forgot what they changed the names to some. I can't remember which state or which place it is, but they changed the names of vibrators to something else, so where they make it illegal. It's sort of like in some of these states. In some of the states, it's legal to sell. THC now, right? Well, at the dispensary, well, smoke shops are getting around it by selling THCA, which is THC in the unsmoked version. Mm-hmm. They're using a loophole, and that's what a lot of these states are doing, using a loophole. But I just thought was odd that one state says, yeah, you can only have 6. Well, are we counting?
Come on. Like, you don't have bigger problems in the world.
Exactly.
Okay. And I am a libertarian, and this I will for the rest of my life be a libertarian for this very reason. You don't have the right to tell me what I can and cannot do.
That's right.
No,
that's right.
No,
and I'm not hurting anybody else.
If I live and let live. That's definitely where I am. And I know we said don't get into politics, folks, but yes, I am a libertarian for that very reason. Okay, I have one more stupid, silly story that I thought of only because, like I said, I was researching Sarah Millican, trying to find the clip where she talked about pink versus gray pussies. Okay. And I couldn't find it, but I did listen to, she has some fabulous jokes. And she described, so she does this audience thing where she calls out to the audience and they, she asks them questions, they answer them, and then she riffs off of them. She's a very witty lady. And this gentleman said that what his goal was to take a 2-pound poo. Okay. To take a 2-pound poo. And so she started to abuse him on this and some other discuss, and his wife was there, and she asked his wife that, so exactly how do you know this? He weighs himself before he goes to the bathroom, and then he weighs himself after he goes to the bathroom.
For the love of God.
She was saying this, and I remembered Missy Evil's boyfriend. Okay. Now, for those of you who haven't listened for a while, Missy Evil is a unicorn. I've known her for a long time. She has these guys. So it takes a lot of money to be her boyfriend. So you got to drive a nice car. You got to have a very big income in order to be her boyfriend. And she has boyfriends. They last maybe 3 or 4 months at the latest. Okay. The last boyfriend that she had, where she actually moved into his house, he convinced her to move into his house. And then he got really mad at us about, because I was laughing and said, you're not, she's still a unicorn. Until you live with her for 2 years, she's still a unicorn. And he was like, no, we're together. I was like, no, you're not. Okay. this guy, we'll call him the judge. Okay. He was, you know, wearing the suit all the time. He wore collared shirts to the parties. So I'm distracted because everybody's showing me their boobs, and I got to tell them the story about this jerk of a guy. This guy is such a jerk. Missy told me the one day she moved into his house with him, and she said, "Janet, I don't think I can stay with him very much longer." And I said, "Why not?" And she said, "He weighs himself all the time before he takes a shit. And then he weighs himself afterwards." She goes, that's how anal attentive he is.
Oh, there's a problem, folks. Wow.
Just went.
Wow.
It reminded me of this guy. I actually knew some guy, like, by association that did this.
Wow. 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 Okay. I definitely live in a sheltered environment.
I'm speechless.
That's a new one to me. I'm all about getting on a scale, but holy crap, not then.
I think everybody's taken a shit or two in their life where they're like,
okay,
I should have weighed myself.
Let's okay. move on.
Go fast Moving forward. On. Fast forward.
The reason that she was telling me this is this guy was so anal retentive. He was so into staying thin and staying fit. That he would do this, okay? That was what she said he would do. It wasn't, the goal was not to do the 2-pound shit. The goal was to make sure, just to see how much weight he was losing through eating correctly or blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Yes, I don't know.
But it's almost as bad as the toilet in the middle of the master bedroom, okay?
Yeah, it's like, almost as bad as the scope guy. The scope guy.
Is that unbelievable?
I gotta rinse my mouth all the time.
If I moved in with a guy and he turned around and did that the first day, I'm moving out. I'm totally moving out. Okay. Nope.
But we don't have much in common.
Wow.
No. And if you pay attention to that little minute detail, I'm going to drive you crazy. I'm going to drive you crazy. I need the one that can kind of just ignore me and go about their business.
Right, and ignore me and all of my insecurities.
And just pat me on the head and say it's all okay and just move on.
It's okay. It's going to be okay.
And don't be weighing yourself before and after you shit. Please.
Right. And I need the partner that the answer to every headache is, why don't we help you orgasm?
Yeah.
instead of, we don't want to have sex because I've got a headache. No. It's backwards with me. Like, if I am not feeling well, the answer is, let me get you into a bath. Let me massage you. Let me get you all happy. And then let's get you off. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you get off, then you can go to sleep. Then I'm good. That's what the answer has got to be.
I agree. Gosh, there's nothing better than that and a good nap. Oh, afterward. Just.
Yeah.
Yep.
Secret medicine.
Yeah.
Roger, do you have plans for more parties or are you still busy with children?
Oh man. Well, if my kids would get their schedules together with the lifestyle I want to live, it'd be a little more convenient. Nothing real big on the calendar. We got our anniversary coming up soon.
Happy anniversary.
So, yeah.
Me and Fabio too. Mm-hmm. Next week.
We just celebrated ours last week.
Okay. We all know when's the right time to get married.
But you never know what we'll run into.
Well, it is the 4th coming up. So
yep, the 4th is coming up. That's a long weekend for both of us. I'll be disappointed if I don't get on the other side of that weekend and don't have a story to tell.
Well, don't put any pressure on yourself.
Oh, he has a goal.
Yeah, I know what I want.
Oh, he's going to do some research. He's going to do some research, and it's not going to include asparagus. Okay, that's the other thing. People, if you are going to have sex, don't eat asparagus. Just don't.
No. Oh, that's like no. Or Brussels sprouts either. They're just not much better.
Or chili and beans. Nope.
Oh, no beans. No, don't go to a swingers party with beans. Never take the beans. No.
I have learned to embrace what we call quaffles, which is when the pussy farts because there's been so pussy much fart. Air pushed in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Because I've been flipped around on the bed and pushed around on the bed that way. So then, especially when you're in a group play situation, you have had so many things push air in one way or another. And then you flip around and then the one guy starts to fuck you. And at the party I was at the last time, a quaffle came out and he said, Oh, it was the Asian cowboy. He goes, oh, I love pussy farts. He goes, let me fuck the pussy farts out of you.
Love it.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, I totally enjoy. Because there's no smell in it. It's just air that's been pushed around inside of you.
It's not. Okay.
So, ladies, don't get embarrassed by that. Embrace it and laugh at it. It means you've been fucked well and there's some air hanging around inside. Get over it.
That's right. You've been pumped up.
That's great.
So that's quaffles. I forgot. I don't know if we've even made that a word before or not. But
I was going to say, how have we missed that word? How did that not come up like episode?
It might have in season one.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Quaffles is definitely a lifestyle word for it's the female fart with the air. It's not really, there's no smell. It's not coming out of the asshole. It's like coming out of the pussy.
It's a pussy fart.
Situation.
Yep. happens.
I've always threatened to at that party that I was at, because the pool is right there in the backyard and accessible right from the master bedroom, to get a whole bunch of air built up and then jump in the pool and see if I can make bubbles.
Now you have a goal.
Quaffle bubbles.
Quick, I got to quit because I got to jump in the pool.
Janet, what you do is you go to your clinical lab. You take your hairdryer, put it on cool, put it in your pussy, blow it up, and then run out there real quick.
Oh,
not as good. My. It's not as good as when they're pushed in there by the dicks. When it's pushed in there by the dicks and all that other stuff, and then jump out and do that in the pool. I think that's that is a bucket list goal. Yes.
And I love Roger's clinical lab. That was perfect, Roger. I love it. I'll start using that for that one, the clinical lab.
Okay. Well, I think we beat these enough. I think we can finish today. If you, as a listener, have a subject you want us to talk about, because as you can tell, this is not scripted. Oh, wait, Steve's holding up a finger. He's got something else to talk about.
I forgot all about it, and it's quite important. I'm sorry.
Talk about it.
We have talked about Slick'ems.
Yes.
I have working on it. Mm-hmm. I tried it out last night, and three of the ladies loved it.
Okay, a package with the coconut oil in it?
Yes, I will.
Good.
So it's and I put some peppermint extract in it.
Yes. We have to get, the Slick'ems has got. That'll be one of our ingredients, either peppermint or spearmint extract in it. And then put it in there. We can, something that we can do to scent the coconut oil just a little bit. I think we need to do Slick'ems, and then based upon last time's discussion, I need a necklace. I need a necklace with the Slick'ems hanging off of it, a little hoop on the necklace so I can just tear it off. So I can have like four or five Slick'ems on there and then run around naked with the necklace of Slick'ems, so I don't have to hide it in my pussy or anything else. And then just let you rip off one of them and then, put it in the right places and let's go. That's where I'm after.
Well, I think that we need to sketch that out. We got to sketch that out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Anybody listening that wants to help us with this? Oh, sure.
Please,
let's do it.
Please.
Okay.
Send us a diagram. Send us a diagram. To Janet Valentine.
Yeah.
How you can reach us is on the website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. It's all smashed together. Spell monogamy correctly, please. Beyondmonogamypodcast.com. You can reach out to either Roger or me. There is an email us button if you have questions, stuff you want to talk about, even if you might want to be a guest and talk to us directly. It's easy. We'll keep you anonymous. We'll make up a word for you. Butterfly, we're still wishing that you come and talk with us. And so you go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. This is also the place to tip Mandingo, our producer, because he does a fine job and he doesn't get any money for it. Yes, there's a little bit of a cost for us to have the website, and that's footed by us, and Mandingo is doing this work for free. So give him a tip. You want us to talk about something, you can reach out to us easily by that website. I think Roger, your email is spitroastwithus@gmail.com.
That's right.
And mine is thejanetvalentine at gmail.com. You can, or reach us on that website. For all you flies on the wall who've made it this far, I thank you. And if you want to learn more about things that we're talking about and you've just joined us, thanks for coming in and do a little bit of research, listening to those old episodes. They're up there. You can find us where you can listen to most podcasts. And I hope that you flies on the wall, that you come back and that you come again and come again and hopefully come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.